Police and pathologists have confirmed that the death of Amos Midzi was suicide by poisoning after his preliminary autopsy report was released today. Midzi was found unresponsive in his Ford Ranger car at Munandi Farm in Beatrice on Tuesday. His farm manager made a report to the police and the ZRP Beatrice, with Criminal Investigation Department's homicide section and pathologists attended the scene. Reports say the body was inspected and no injuries were noted. But 1 liter container of a liquid methanadophos, which was 3/4 full, Domicam tablets and a cup containing a bluish liquid were found in the car. Family spokesman and brother of the deceased, Dr. Stanley Midzi, confirmed that they had received the preliminary autopsy report.
The report that we got is not yet a written report. It's a verbal report that I got when I met the forensic pathologist who did the post-mortem. What he indicated was that from their initial findings, they did not find anything to suggest foul play, in terms of not finding any physical injuries on his body, as well as internal injuries. So what they did was to collect samples, what we call tissue samples, from a number of organs, which have now been sent for toxicology analysis.
But Midzi's brother, though, pointed a finger at ZANU-PF's troubles for having stressed the late Ambassador Midzi.
Oh, yes, for sure, you might be aware that my brother was one of the number of people who were affected by the changes, the developments that have been happening in the ruling party since last year. And for sure, he was not spared those issues. But to make it worse, for my brother, this was now a third round of facing such enormous challenges. Our brother was betrayed by a system that he had worked for the whole of his life, which treated him unfairly until this moment that led to a tragic outcome.
The death of Midzi, though, has united the warring ZANU-PF factions. Expelled ZANU-PF members, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, Didmus Mutasa and Rugare Gumbo, paid homage to Midzi, joining their bitter rivals, ZANU-PF political commissar Xavier Kasukwere and the ruling ZANU-PF acting chairman for Harare province, Godwills Masimirembwa, at Midzi's residence in Mount Pleasant, Harare. Masimirembwa described Midzi as a hard worker who worked wonders for the ruling party in the opposition stronghold of Harare.
Also, in respect of proportional representation in parliament, we were able to achieve a 50-50 with the opposition MDC party, which basically shows that while on the first past the post electoral system, we did not do well as a party, but the number of votes we secured under his stewardship were enough for us to achieve a 50-50 representation. In respect of proportional representation for seats reserved for women in the House of Assembly, and for seats, for the senatorial seats.
Expelled former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo concurred with Masimirembwa.
But what we can say is that suddenly we have lost a strong party cadre who contributed enormously to the running of Harare. Comrade Midzi destabilized Harare. They started poorly, but in due course they managed to win quite a number of seats for Harare, which had not been done for a long time. So we feel sad that a young man should die at this prime age in this manner. And we certainly are devastated, as it were, by his death.
We also asked Gumbo if Midzi was showing any signs of distress lately.
No, frankly, I personally did not talk to him since Congress. He might have spoken to other people, but I have not been in touch with him. So I really don't know whether there were any problems or frustration on his part. I don't know. I can't comment about that.
But will Midzi be declared a national hero, having worked tirelessly for the party before his suspension? Masimirembwa responds.
We are carrying out consultations with members of the National Consultative Assembly, the Central Committee, and political members in Harare then from there we will get guidance on how to move forward.
His brother, though, says they are making their own plans as a family, and they will bury him at a private cemetery in Harare.
As a family, we have proceeded to make their arrangements to rest our own family hero. He remains a hero to us, the family and his relatives and people he worked with. So after I signed papers to initiate the post-mortem process, I proceeded to the funeral panel, funeral services, and contracted them to assist us in the whole process that will lead to his burial. And I was able to buy a grave for him at Glen Forest. And all the plans are proceeding well as we speak, so that we lay to rest my brother in peace this week on Saturday at Glen Forest Memorial.
Midzi becomes the third former cabinet minister to allegedly commit suicide after Edmund Garwe in 2001 and veteran nationalist Maurice Nyagumbo, who died in 1999. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.